Kevin has some great, great stuff for you tonight. And we've got a nice long break till the next set and the next millennium, so to speak. So, Kevin, take it from here.
Here we go. It's great to be back with From the Archives. I've been doing it for 4 years now. We're backstage here at Big Cypress, Florida. We're glad to see you all here. I'm going to give the call letters now since I have to do it at least once at the top of the hour. Might as well get them out of the way. WY2XKK 91.7 FM. It's great to be back here on the air after a fine first set and awaiting who knows what after the midnight hour. So we're just going to roll forward, actually backward, around 10 years, and get a feel for a little of the fast sanity.
Sanity never came my way. Don't know what I'll do today. Sanity never came my way. Lost my mind just a couple of times. Lost my mind just a couple of times. You spend your nickels, you can spend your dimes. But I lost my mind.
Lost my mind just a couple of times. Spend your nickels.
you can spend your time. But I lost my mind. Just a couple of
thank you.
And thank you. Happy New Year to you all. This is Kevin coming to you backstage. Big Cypress, Florida. 91.7 Thin Air Radio. This is from the archives. We're going to move forward with some more cuts. Hold on tight. There's got to be a bunch of announcements I should be giving you all, but I'm not sure what they are. What sort of announcements do we have other than just generally taking care of each other?
That's it?
Everyone's
having a good time.
Pistol's been here the whole time. It sounds like there's no report other than good report. So just continue as you are. Have a great time. A very happy new year. And it's great to be here to spend the last few hours of the millennium with you. We're going to move forward here and talk to you again in a bit. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That was 2001 Space Odyssey, the theme, also known as Also Sprach Zarathustra, into David Bowie. And it was from July 31st, 1991, at the Field of Heaven stage in Niigata, Japan, the Fuji Rock Festival. And a fun one it was. We were lucky enough to be joined by another special guest here from the archives, Chris Kuroda. How's it going, Chris?
Hi, Shapsio. How you doing?
I'm doing well. We are soaking things in from behind the stage after the first set. Looking forward to a long night.
I'm looking forward to it.
And
all night long.
Apparently the band, from what Trey said, is just going to take it and run with it. So make sure you're all prepared when you come out into the concert grounds to stay and listen to a lot of great stuff.
Bring warm clothes. That's my advice to everybody. Bring warm clothes because it's going to get cold. That's good advice.
That's sage advice. And Chris has a couple of other stories he wants to tell people about fish.
I do.
I think he does.
Well,
tell some stories about fish.
Stories about fish? Where should I start? Where can I start?
With your first radio interview.
Huh? With my what? My first radio interview ever? What can I say? Fish are four of the nicest guys on the planet. I'm sure everybody's figured that out by now because they make themselves pretty public and they like to meet the fans, and I'm sure lots of people have met them in the past years, and that's just the kind of people they are. And that's my feeling about fish.
That's pretty good. And about fish lighting, is anything really new or different about the setup here at Big Cypress?
Well, this lighting rig is redesigned off an old one. So it's pretty much a new design that we debuted this fall, which I love her a lot.
And I want to congratulate Chris, and one of the tracks I'm going to play later on tonight blows up the spot on my wedding gift for him, but I'll be psyched to visit you with it later. So we started out with Sanity, the fast version, from May 26, 1989 in Rutland, Vermont, and went through the 2001 Bowie Endeavor. And we're going to move on backward to August 29, 1987 for a version of Lushington. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome, Kevin.
You guys take
care anytime.
You guys take care of each other out there, and keep it tuned to 91.7 Thin Air, where Tad Cautious and Rosie and Pistol and the whole gang are going to be having the tracks rolling all night.
Yeah.
All right, that was a little bit of Lushington coming on through for you with From the Archives, the fourth time we've tried this, and this time the festival is in Big Cypress, Florida, and you're here with us on Thin Air Radio, 91.7 FM. We're moving forward and backward and forward once again with a track from Ziggy's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I won't say anything more about this track because I think the song tells the whole story, but I just want to say it's the of this song, it's one of my favorite versions, and it was fun to sit and watch Trey stroke Marley in his arms on this little stage at this little bar while he did the narration part of the story. So I hope you enjoy it on tape as much as we did then.
Oompa pa oompa pa oompa pa oompa pa. Sweaty bulldog stood in the sun. Stone Village swamp man, slow motion run. Tender pope, police walker, precious birthday fudge, swamp knife, full nail. Walk it undone, me and Hapua, we couldn't care fewer. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo, me and Hapua. Couldn't care fewer. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Hot liquor, stone jack, bitter toothless flesh, shabby pimple chin slime, evil milky rash. Me and Hapua, spastic dead-eyed hound, in dreadlocks, skull cap. We're coming to your town.
We'll help you party down.
Me and Hapua, couldn't care fewer. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Me and Hapua, we couldn't care fewer. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Somewhere in the teeming jungles of Brazil, deep thousands of miles from civilization, there lived an evil man. And the evil man is the guy who was just singing that last song. And he was singing that song about his... about his pet, because he had this beautiful pet that he loved, and we happen to bring it with us today. Let's see if we can get it out here. Story, the story of Hapua. Hapua looks like an innocent, friendly golden retriever, but in reality, she's a vicious, flesh-eating animal. Anyway, one of Harpua's favorite pastimes is wandering into suburban neighborhoods looking for a hot lunch. So one day in the teeming jungles of Brazil, Hapua started walking along looking for some action.
So he wandered and wandered and wandered until finally he crossed a mountain and came into a little area with a beautiful little town. And he walked around and he was looking for some hot stuff. Meanwhile, in one of the suburban houses. Meanwhile, in one of the suburban houses, there lived a young boy. And the young boy's name was Jimmy. And Jimmy was sitting on his couch, innocently lolling around the house, picking his guitar and watching the TV, and he too had a beautiful pet that he loved. His pet was an innocent kitty cat. And he sat on the couch petting his kitty cat that day. And he looked down at the cat and he said, "You're such a beautiful kitty. You're such a beautiful pussy cat. Oh, oh, I love you so much, my little pussy cat, my little cat that I named. My favorite cat. Oh, hey, your name is so beautiful. It goes like your beautiful soft fur. It rings like the mountains. I love petting you. I love to pet you. Oh, God. Oh, I love petting you. Oh, God. God, I love petting your fur, your little pussy cat. I really like petting you. Poster nutbag!" Poster Nutbag, Jimmy's little cat. Anyway, on this particular day, Poster Nutbag decides to go for a walk. So Jimmy opens the door and Poster Nutbag walks out into the street. And he walks down the alleyway. He gets to the edge of the yard and he turns left and he's sauntering innocently along when suddenly in front of him he sees the evil Harpua. Harpua is letting out a low growl. Poster Nutbag is terrified. He sticks out his claw. Poster Nutbag coils his body into a deadly arch. There's gonna be a horrible fight. Oh my God. The storm's gone.
Jimmy.
Yes, Dad?
Jimmy, I have some bad news.
What's that, Dad? Why, it's about your... Poster Nutbag?
Your cat died!
Poster is dead. Poster is dead. Poster's so dead.
How about a goldfish?
Dog.
in the station with an ugly mutation, and it needs lubrication each day. There's a dog in the station contemplating rotation as a form of recreation and play.
Gentlemen, a beacon of light in the world of flight. Paige McConnell.
To the Roots with Harpua from March 26, 1992, Ziggy's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It was the third encore, and within there you heard a little joke on Brazil, and as I said, Marley spent the whole song in Trey's arms, a good bit of it at least, and there's also a nice little joke on the Jimi Hendrix fire, and even better yet, tie into Clifford Ball, the great aviator, a beacon of light in a world of flight. We're broadcasting from behind the stage. Happy New Year. I hope everybody out there is having a good time, taking care of each other, using all the recycling stations as they should, and just generally looking out for one another. Make sure you drink plenty of water along with whatever else you intake, and that you come in well prepared, like Trey said yesterday, well prepared for a long long set to bring in the Y2K. We're broadcasting from behind the stage. Happy New Year. I hope everybody out there is having a good time, taking care of each other, using all the recycling stations as they should, and just generally looking out for one another. Make sure you drink plenty of water along with whatever else you intake, and that you come in well prepared, like Trey said yesterday, well prepared for a long, long set to bring in the Y2K. So, my name is Kevin again. This is from the archives on Thin Air Radio 91.7. Once in a while, I'm supposed to say WY2XKK, broadcasting from Big Cypress, Florida, from backstage. Hopefully, most of you are in, settled, on your way, ready to kick down with us. Of course, you're in and settled. If you weren't, you'd be extremely late. Anyway, we're going to jump way backward. From now and back a little from where we were into the Horn Tour with a couple of nuggets. We'll back announce their names and the details.
Thank you.
too. Oh, there we go. So if anybody from the technical staff is listening, mic one is long gone. And we'll be going with mic two. This is Kevin, coming from you on mic two backstage on Thin Air 91.7. That was Magilla Into Tweezer with the Giant Country Horns, part of a wonderful tour the band did in July of 91. That was 7/19/91 Somerville Theater. And that was right in the middle of it. Seventh show of 14. And the Tweezer gets pretty heavy. Things back here are getting pretty heavy, and I imagine out there things are pretty heavy too. I want to remind you all to pick up after yourselves and take care of each other. Stay hydrated, keep things rolling along smoothly, but not too smoothly, if you know what I'm saying. If you're kicking it up a notch, make sure you, you know, don't kick it up too far. And everybody just take care of each other. Have fun out there. We're excited to be broadcasting from backstage. We'll keep going. I think it's pretty much 24 hours. My good friend Pistol Sam is moving on through the late night hours. And he gets some very interesting mixes going on. Very not NPR, very not Kevin Shapiro show. So I'm psyched to have him up next. Gabe will be out spinning some for you as well, probably. Tag Cautious holding it all together as always. I want to say thanks to all my friends and family who are here with me now. I want to say thanks to all of you all who are here with us now. And thanks to the band for a ripping couple of days so far. The Big Seminole Tribe for a beautiful location and cooperation. And to, yes, this is right, even the local law enforcement and so on. Everybody's taking care of everybody else and keeping the scene going great. So without any further ado, I'm going to go forward with a tidbit that I don't think anybody's heard. I mentioned it before when I had Chris on. It's Possum from Chris's wedding. So once again, congratulations to you both. We all love you very much. And now I'm going to bring the Possum to the people.
Okay, the groom is going to sing one now. We're very psyched, man. I gotta tell the whole story though, so we don't embarrass it too much. But Chris came up and sang this song with us once.
At a party on Spear Street.
Like 15 years ago. He's very embarrassed right now, but bear with him. He's gonna sing Possum for you now. Possum.
possum.
Possum,
your head is the road. I was riding down the road. The road was his end. His end was the road, so they said. Whoa, possum.
Thank you guys so much. Most memorable thing ever.
To Chris and Maria, thank you guys. Thanks for getting us all together.
So I figured that would be a treat going out there to everybody, especially to Chris, Maria, and all their friends who are out down here in Big Cypress Swamp. This is Radio Free Shapsio at 91.7 FM. Thin Air. We're moving along with From the Archives, and somehow I've managed to lose a microphone. I've switched. The new one's not quite as cool, but hopefully you can still hear the general gist of the messages here. Anyway, we're going to go on. That was actually from September 4th, 1999. I'm not sure if I mentioned the date at Chris and Rhea's wedding. I'm going to go backwards once again 10 years from there to September 14th. 1989 in Medford, Massachusetts, for a very interesting version of Alumni Blues. So let's check it out.
Yeah. folks now. I woke up this morning and I had those walking blues now. I wasn't walking nowhere, 'cause I didn't have no floor. Staring over the edge of the bed, my old lady lying next to me started to cry. Staring over the edge of the bed, my old lady lying next to me started to cry. She said, I'm gonna take this diploma, I'm gonna slice you in the eye. But I'm all right.
He's all right.
cause I got a degree.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Thin Air 91.7 FM, broadcasting from backstage at the Big Cypress Seminole Reservation in Florida. Happy New Year. This is Kevin, and from the archives, we're moving on toward the back end of the show here. Pistol's going to take over and bring you right on into the new year and the new millennium. But before we get to there,
Huevos Rancheros is going to take back over.
I totally apologize. It will be Huevos Rancheros who will be taking over, joined by many guests, I'm sure, as the millennium hits.
Tag Cautious
is always there, bringing us through, seeing us through all these past years and now right into the new millennium. And I want to once again thank you for the privilege of letting me shout out a few tunes your direction from the archives out of the vault. It's always a pleasure to do it, and I look forward to our next chance to be together. So I'm just going to let these next ones roll one after another and let my boys say what they need to say on the way out. It's been a pleasure, and we'll see you in the 2K. Enjoy.
Reflector, a crushing convention. shoulder, a scar from a boulder, cut him right across the vein. Mouth sucked a cigar, and he shoveled a tar in the crater of a turnpike drain. He's got only one hope, and he wants to elope. Sideway chill is driving him insane. We gotta get on the road, destiny abound. She's the one for me. We gotta get out of town. We gotta get on the road, destiny abound. She's the one for me. We gotta get out of town. Highway chill was a daffodil with a cactus sense of pride. At the wheel of a tractor, she's climbing the path when the road rocks started to slide. She saw a rail drop the shovel on the pile of gravel as it climbed up out of his ditch. She was wonderstruck when he climbed in her truck, selling it out of the seven last to this.
And I lied because I'm back. Back to say one final goodbye, one final very, very happy new year. One final thank you to everybody who's helped me out on this, putting it together one more time from the archives. Pieces, parts, bits and bytes for you people. I hope you liked it. Take care of each other out there. Have a great time. What you heard there was July 13th, 1994 from the second set, the Cavern, Wilson Cavern, for lack of a better description, Big Birch Concert Pavilion. Was the day of the big first GD, Grateful Dead, visit to the Highgate venue in Vermont, and the Fish community shrunk that day a little bit, but the performance sure didn't. And then you heard March 15th, 1991, Destiny Unbound. Seemed a fitting way to bring the show to a near close. And we're going to go out of here, finally, with a track from August 13th, 1993. One of my favorite shows of all time. The Murat Theater, Indianapolis, Indiana. This was the encore that night. We'll see you next time. Happy New Year.
Living free, I'm staying fast and I'm alive. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I
K91.7 FM Thin Air Radio. This is DJ Huevos Rancheros, a.k.a. the Dead Man, the Egg Man. This is a shout-out going to BC.